Well, we got another fun show for you today. The second of four exclusive sit-downs between Jim Lauck and a new member of the football team's coaching staff. That's coming up in our next segment. You will hear new offensive line coach, and I think you will like hearing new offensive line coach Jeremy Darvaux. Also, you'll get plenty from last night's fun time between the USF baseball team and the Tampa Bay Rays. That was a treat. And I'll give you some observations and, of course, highlights. Well, there were only two runs by the Bulls, but they were pretty substantial against who they came. And after that, it was, well, there was a lot of good arms in the Rays organization. So it was kind of one of those games where you're pulling for the Bulls, obviously, but you're also, as a Rays fan like I am, and I'm sure a lot of people listening are, kind of pleased to get to see some of their up-and-coming future stars. And they are going to be just fine in the pitching department, it would appear, including maybe at the back end of games by a certain former Bull who closed out his college team in style last night. You'll hear those highlights. We'll also get you ready for what's going on tonight, actually this afternoon, at the softball stadium, as well as tonight in a game you can hear right here on USF Bulls Unlimited with the men's basketball team. A pretty critical game, one that if you look at the records, the Bulls should win, but they really need to win against a team that may be better than its record indicates. Also, the last players of the week were announced by the American Athletic Conference for Women's Basketball. They wanted to wait until the Monday games got in, so it really became a three-game week, and a Bull gets some very deserved recognition along those lines. But speaking of recognition, we have to start off with the men's golf team. You knew they were going to win this thing, but you didn't know by how much, and you wondered about maybe a certain freshman breaking a school record. Well, the how much answer was a ton. The USF men's golf team won the Fort Lauderdale Intercollegiate at the Fort Lauderdale Country Club, the North Course down there, by 23 shots. The first two rounds were all played on Monday, and the Bulls pretty much established they were going to win at that point. Then, actually, they had their worst round yesterday, just four under par. By the way, only one other team was under par for the final round. That would be the team Old Dominion that finished 42 shots behind the Bulls. 24 under par. Florida Gulf Coast was one under par. Everyone else was obviously above. UConn, a conference team, actually finished tied for third with VCU at one over. But the Bulls, who had a tremendous 12 under round as a team in round one, and then got four shots worse each time, but they set the bar pretty high. And believe me, no one else was shooting better than them. In fact, I look at it, the round two, when they fell off, as it were, by four shots, there was only one school better than them. It was by one shot. And again, yesterday, when they fell off by another four shots to a mere four under par, it was still the best round of any team. And how about the individual I referred to? That would be, I'd say, someone who's shaping up to be a pretty special freshman for the team. That is Albin Bergstrom from Sweden. He broke a school record for a 54-hole event, 15 under par, 201. Finished with a 4 under 68 yesterday, won the individual title by 9 shots. Simply phenomenal, according to assistant, who, by the way, does a great job with the team. Head coach is Steve Bradley, assistant is Brad Caldwell. He said that as far as Bergstrom goes, he's the most competitive kid I've had the opportunity to coach, and he has the utmost confidence in anything he does. He believes he can hit any shot, and more often than not, he does. Boy, as we all like to dabble in golf, I'm sure, to some degree or lesser. And just to be able to know that you want to hit one shot and make it once is a good feeling. But it sounds like this Albin Bergstrom is on that track every single time he goes out. As far as his scorecard for Tuesday's round, birdied the first hole, but then bogeyed the third, and then parred out for the remaining six of his front nine, and then birdied four holes on the back nine. Best round was round two when he shot the 66. He had the eagle in there. And again, by 9 shots over his closest competitor. The only disappointment, I hate to say that word, it's probably a little bit harsh, but is that the Bulls didn't pull off the 1-2 finish. Ian Peng of VCU finished one shot ahead of another freshman for the Bulls, Luke Gifford, who was alone in third place at 5 under par. He shot a 1 over 73 on Tuesday, but Gifford still third place overall. Another Bull with a strong finish, Kyle Flexenhar. He moved up 5 spots to finish tied for 13, 1 over for the tournament, shot an even par 72 on Tuesday, and a top 20 finish as well for another freshman, a third, getting his first career start, Anthony Mutilo had a 76, his weakest round on Tuesday. But before that, a couple of one under par rounds earned him a strong finish. Real Tafaria saved his best round for last, shot a 71 on Tuesday. And Amadeo Figueres, who participated as an individual, ended up tied overall as far as individual scores went with Faria at 7 over. That is 34th place in the field of 75. So the Bulls get their first team title of the season, and they'll be back at home next week hosting an event at Tampa Palms. We'll tell you more about that, obviously, next week right here on USF Bulls Unlimited. Let me tell you what happened last night. A great night for the USF baseball team. Score, just to throw it out there officially, doesn't matter. Rays beat USF 7-2. But from beginning to end, and I kind of described it, you'll have to listen to the full broadcast. We're replaying it all throughout the day. Follow us on Twitter at Bulls Unlimited. Just kind of tried to describe the scene as far as coming to a big league park and how special it felt, and how, yes, the Rays batting lineup only had one major leaguer in it in the form of Mike Zunino. He was there to catch Blake Snell and a couple other big leaguers that threw, and then they turned it over to really players that are just in minor league camp. No chance of making the big club this year anyway. But then you see them pitch and you realize, yeah, A, the Rays have a pretty good system as far as pitchers go, and B, there's just this difference. Blake Snell, in fact, was the only pitcher, Cy Young, who walked anybody, and there really weren't many opportunities for the Bulls to draw walks. That was how tough it was. Themselves, the Bulls issued 10 walks, two apiece from their first four pitchers. It was a great night pitching for Dylan Burns through the innings 2-4 and struck out 5 on one-hit innings, did not give up a run. The Rays did score 4 runs in the bottom of the first, and again, if you want to hear how that unfolded, you can listen to the full replay. But how about what happened in the top of the first?
And there goes Phillips, taken off, and that's a high fastball. Decent throw by Zunino, but Phillips has got a steal. Swipes the bag. You hear the Bulls fans in front of me and to my left. And that's a straight steal. So now with the fastball high and away, Joe Girard with the chance for an RBI against the Cy Young winner. At second base, one out, top of the first, USF against the Rays. Snell keeping a keen eye on Phillips, and Girard gets into that one. It is hooking. It's got a chance, and it is just a fair ball barely, and it bounces out. But that will be a ground rule double and a RBI for Joe Girard. He got a good piece of that fastball. The Bulls have scored against Blake Snell, and it is, wow, what a start. Bulls up 1-0. Dietrich dribbles that one, and this could be a tough play for the third baseman. Let's see. There's a decent throw, and it's dropped. That's going to score a run. As Padlo had to hustle to get to that dribbler, it'll likely go as a base hit and an RBI single for Dietrich, and it's 2-0 Bulls. This is exciting. He didn't get that much of it. We can tell all his friends who weren't here that he smacked an RBI single off of Blake Snell.
It was really cool. And it was, again, you didn't think that the Bulls were going to hang on to a 2-0 lead the whole way, but to be ahead was pretty exciting. In fact, led by Burns' pitching after the Rays put up 4 in the bottom of the first, they didn't really threaten too much again until the 5th. That's when the Bulls committed a couple of errors. And really, though, between the Garrett Zech single in the second inning, there wasn't much going offensively for the Bulls. Jordan Santos had a leadoff double in the fourth, but he got stranded. And really, those were the only other two hits they had the rest of the day until Brendan Treff got one late in pitch hitting form. But really, it was about the experience. I mean, I could spend a whole lot more time talking about how awesome it was to be in that park. And that's just looking at it and observing what the guys were going through. The heck, the clubhouse. Again, these are minor leaguers, and you see it's big time. From the clubhouse attendance, how we were treated, the facilities, yes, the food, everything. It was just phenomenal. It was great to see the Rays broadcasters, some of my old friends, Andy Freed and Dave Wills and Steve Carney and Neil Solons. It was fantastic fun and awesome for the Bulls. Now they have to sort of snap back at it and get ready to play Liberty on Friday night. Didn't use any of their starting pitchers. We said they wouldn't. Didn't use their closer, Nelson Alvarez. We said they wouldn't. And did give a lot of their hitters a full day, although they got Kyle Phillips off his feet. First time in a while that Joe Girard didn't play first base the whole game, as we saw that Jake Sullivan can also come in. He's a backup catcher, but also be a backup first baseman. And oh yeah, a couple of former Bulls pitchers did well. Brandon Lawson had a 1-2-3 inning, and a super fast 1-2-3 inning by the 2 years ago Friday night starter for the Bulls. he might be a decent closer for the Rays.
Sanders rocking and firing and blowing that one by Cortes for a quick strikeout. Wow, that was some serious heat by Sanders. And there's one away. Let's see if Nick Gonzalez has any better luck. That was the off-speed pitch to Nick Gonzalez. Boy, Sanders not wasting any time. Drops in a fastball, and this is closing material right here. And a quick one, two, three at-bat there to Gonzalez. This is about as fast as it gets. This is how you want your closer to be. And again, caught in two minds here, not only being a supporter of the Rays, but realizing that this is a former USF Bull, Phoenix Sanders, who could have a nice career with them. Last year, 34 appearances, no starts. So he is out of the pen, and he is just throwing strikes. Bella looks at a pitch on the outside corner. 13 and two-thirds innings last year, struck out 18. And there's another strike. That was in Charlotte and Bowling Green. I better spit these out quick because this game could be over in one pitch. 50 and two-thirds innings, 71 strikeouts, and he is throwing only strikes here. It's 0-2 to Alex Bello. And he swings and misses. That was dominant. Well, that was quick. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, because that's exactly how that went. So Sanders, the former Bull, closes them out. I want to say that was just 9 pitches.
The immaculate inning. And if you want to see a photo of he and Lawson and Shane McClanahan, who, by the way, is the third of 3 Bulls pitchers to get drafted by the Rays in the last 4 years. He is not actually pitching right now, but he was in uniform and obviously there along with head coach Billy Moll. Go to the USF Baseball Twitter feed at USF Baseball. We got softball tonight at home, basketball on the road, women's basketball player honored by the league, and all of that will be after the second of our interviews with Jim Lauk and a new member of the football coaching staff, Jim with assistant coach Jeremy Darvaux, when we come back on Bulls Beat.